This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Polling is underway for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections. 27.65% voter turnout has been recorded till 11 a.m. with a maximum turnout of 30.37% in Begusarai district. Several prominent leaders have cast their votes. Voting is taking place for 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts in this phase. These districts include Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Sivan, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur, Darbhanga, Madhepura and Sahersa. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. However, due to security reasons, voting will conclude at 5 p.m. in Simri, Bhaktiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger and Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of the Surya Garha Assembly segment. For more updates now, we go over live to a correspondent, Dharmendra in Patna. Dharmendra, how is the polling progressing in Patna?
Abhishek, if we compare with rural areas, in urban areas, voting pace is very slow, and overall, the pace of voter turnout is moderate. Several prominent leaders and dignitaries exercise their voting rights. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar exercised his right of franchise at Bhaktiarpur in a polling booth. And RJD Chief Lalu Prasad Yadav, former Chief Minister Rabri Devi and his son, Mahagathbandhan's Chief Ministerial candidate, Tejasvi Yadav, exercised his rights vote at Veterinary College polling booth in Patna. And in a rural area, there is more enthusiasm in comparison to urban area. And so far, the effect of urban apathy can be seen in urban areas.
Right. Thank you, Dharmendra, for that live update. Moving on, meanwhile, campaigning for the second phase is underway in full swing. Star campaigners and C-led leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan and other political parties are addressing multiple election rallies in poll-bound constituencies today. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address election rallies in Bhagalpur and Araria. Union Minister Amit Shah will be in West Champaran, East Champaran and Madhubani districts, while Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be in East Champaran and Sitamari districts. Chief Ministerial candidate from the Mahagathbandhan, Tejasvi Prasad Yadav, is scheduled to address 18 election rallies today, covering Madhubani, Supaul, Kishanganj, Katihar and Purnia districts. The Indian Navy will formally commission the Ikshak ship into the service of the naval base in Kochi today. The commissioning ceremony will be held in the presence of Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The Minister of Defence informed that Ikshak will enhance the Indian Navy's hydrographic survey capabilities, being with the third vessel of the survey vessel class and the first to be based at the Southern Naval Command. An Indian delegation led by Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today visited key Israeli defence companies in Israel to explore avenues for co-production and co-development. The Defence Ministry said in a social media post that the visit is aimed at strengthening existing partnerships and advancing the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. In men's cricket, fourth T20 international of the five-match series between India and Australia will be played at Kerrera Oval in Queensland, Australia today. The match will begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. Currently, the series is tied 1-1, with the first match being cancelled due to rain. The high-altitude areas of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand have experienced fresh snowfall yesterday, bringing cheers to the locals and tourists. In Himachal Pradesh, tribal districts of Lahaul and Spiti and the higher reaches of Kinnaur and Kullu and mountain passes received fresh snowfall, causing a drop in mercury and creating chilly weather in adjoining valleys. In Uttarakhand, high-altitude areas of Badrinath saw rain and snowfall yesterday, bringing down temperature in parts of Chamoli and Rudraprayag districts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.